to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Most boys and girls love nature. They enjoy God's creatures and the incredible beauty of creation. But there are some, believe it or not, who don't, as we'll discover in today's story from Sammy. Here's what he learned from a kind friend at a local state park. Ranger Joe knows everything about birds. If you say to him, "Tell me about the robin," he'll explain what color it is, where it builds its nest, what it eats, and what song it sings. He even knows what it sounds like when a robin gets upset. "They chatter and cry," he says. "So you don't want to make a robin chatter and cry by frightening it." Each time our family visits our local state park, Ranger Joe is there, ready to show us some new bird that has arrived or has built a nest. He tells us to walk slowly and carefully when we approach a nest to peek inside. "Don't want to scare the babies," he'll whisper. One day I noticed that Ranger Joe looked sad. "What's the matter?" I asked. "Oh," he said, shaking his head slowly from side to side, "there were some boys over by the lake who were throwing rocks at the geese. One of the birds got hit, and I had to take it to the veterinarian. I hope it'll be okay." "Why would someone want to hurt a goose?" I pressed. "Because they haven't learned to love God's creatures like you and I do," the ranger answered. "They don't understand how important every animal, every insect, every bird is to this world. Can you imagine living without hearing the song of birds or watching beautiful animals roam through our forests and fields? This world would be a lonely place without them." Ranger Joe smiled and pointed up toward the trees. "That's why I learn all I can about God's creatures, so I can know how to take care of them and give them everything they need to survive. I try to protect them, too, by telling boys not to throw stones at them." Just then we heard a rustle up in the leaves. Ranger Joe grinned. "My old friends the squirrels are busy today looking for food and shelter," he said. "Winter is coming, and they want to be ready when the cold winds blow and the snow piles up deep. I think I'll put some extra peanuts on the ground so they'll have plenty of energy to do their work." With that, the man hurried off to do what people do when they know what animals need to be healthy and happy. Ranger Joe cares for all of the creatures of the park. He makes sure there's no trash lying around and that everything that flies, walks, crawls, hops, or even slithers has enough to eat and a secure place to live. My dad says Ranger Joe loves all of God's creatures the same way God loves us. He knows us inside and out and wants to teach us how to stay safe, happy, and healthy. Listen to this amazing Bible verse. It's found in Matthew 10:30. "God even knows how many hairs are on your head." Do you even know how many you have? Only someone who knows us inside out can have that bit of information tucked away somewhere. If God knows that, what else does he know? The answer is simple. He knows everything about us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. He knows how we can be healthy.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!